How are you? My name is Gary Fox, and this is the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast. This is our 5-year anniversary podcast. We're going to do something, I was going to say a little bit different, but this is how we used to do all the podcasts. This is how I started the podcast 5 years ago. So in a little nod back to our first ever couple of episodes, I'm going to do a little solo cast for you. I'm going to chat to you for the next 10, 15 minutes about the 5 years, about the journey. And I'm going to give you 5 lessons from the 5 years. We are approaching 1 million downloads on the podcast. So when that hits, I'm going to do a full hour-long interview with myself. Obviously, I'm going to get someone to do it with me, but I'm going to get someone to interview me about the whole journey of the podcast in true narcissistic fashion of hitting 1 million. What a better way to celebrate it. I'm going to do a full hour-long episode with me, my journey to the podcast, my journey, my entrepreneurial journey, my backstory. First, I'm going to give you 5 lessons on the podcast of our 5-year anniversary. So before we start that, I want to say a quick thank you to our partners, because without our partners, the podcast does not exist. And I'll touch on more of that when we come back from this message. Over the past 5 years in this podcast, I've spoken to loads of amazing Irish businesses who grew from one idea to become world-class companies, able to compete with the best on the international stage. And many of those started up and grew with the help of their local enterprise office. From starting or growing to become more sustainable or digitization, the local enterprise offices have everything to help make it happen for your business. Visit localenterprise.ie or click the link in the bio below. Okay, you know me. You know I'm massively into my health, fitness and training. But there's one thing I haven't spoken about before, and that is a product I take every single day. It's a product called Resilience, and it's made by an Irish company called Ethos. What's kind of funny is that every single entrepreneur I meet, that is the one characteristic they have, incredible resilience. So I like that little play on words. It's a multifunctional supplement that supports cognitive function, immunity, which is super important this time of year, energy levels, and it keeps stress at bay. I also love it because it's easy. If you're bringing anything new habit into your life, it has to be easy, and taking resilience is so simple. I simply mix it in a glass of water every single morning. And I always throw a couple of extra in my gym bag to keep them with me. It's a really tasty blood orange flavor as well. It ticks all the boxes. It has B vitamins, amino acids, vitamin C, and adaptogens like reishi mushroom and ashwagandha. So, if you want to try it, I think you should. Go to weareethos.com. And because I like it so much, the guys have given me a discount code. So if you go to weareethos.com, enter Gary Fox at the checkout, you'll get 20% off, which makes taking resilience about €1 a day, which is an unbelievable price for building some inner resilience. Check out weareethos.com. If you've been listening for a while, you'll know Iconic Offices have been my partner and home in the pod for a long time now. Working and recording in their spaces has helped support the ambitious goals of the pod and, to be honest, really helped it grow. So I partner with them to give you, my fellow entrepreneurs, the opportunity to work from Iconic Offices spaces and experience it for yourself. No fees, no catches. Simply visit the Iconic Offices link in the show notes below, enter the code GARY24 and claim your free co-working day pass, or bring the whole team with you and book a day office. So welcome. Welcome to our 5-year anniversary special. I've made some notes because I'm a professional and this is an important episode. So I'm going to do 5 lessons because why not? I'm going to cover what I've learned over doing the podcast in the last 5 years and kind of like bring you up to speed on kind of how the podcast started, because if you haven't gone back and listened to episode 1, the podcast was not designed to be an interview podcast. The podcast was originally designed for me to explore startup ideas. I've always been fascinated by kind of experimentation. That is why the podcast is called The Entrepreneur Experiment. And I still believe that to my core. I believe all good businesses are built on experimentation. And I thought, hey, don't be cool. I'll do an experiment whereby over the next 12 months, I'll build MVPs, minimum viable products of 5 businesses. I'll test which one works. And then I'll pursue the one that works. Now, that would have been a good idea. And it actually is a great idea for content. But I was also running a business at the time, which was doing quite well. So I used to run a company called Host Butlers, which was an Airbnb management company. So I'd started that with 500 quid. I bootstrapped it starting with 500 quid, literally ran some Facebook ads, tested the market to see were people into Airbnb management. They were. I built it from 0 properties up to 70 properties all around Dublin, built it to a staff of 3 people, contractors, and quite a big business. So we're turning over about $500,000 a year. So relatively good business considering it was bootstrapped. And I said I'd do the podcast on the side because I was just interested in it. It was an experiment. I thought it'd be cool. I also knew the Airbnb management business was never going to be a long-term business, because when you build on someone else's platform, you're always at risk of that platform changing or of the kind of the something happening. And that something happened to be COVID, ironically enough. So it wasn't the platform. Airbnb has actually gone from strength to strength, and I'm still extremely bullish on that platform as a business. But what happened was COVID. So essentially the business was a middleman business or middle person business. And we would act as the middle broker between the landlord, which would have been the host, and the guest. So we would kind of smooth, we kind of look after the property for them. We'd manage all the bookings. We'd manage all the communications, the check-ins, the checkouts, the cleanings, an incredibly intense business. And one I'd started just from an experiment. I literally had just kind of, I'd run many startups over the years, and I'll cover that in the millionth download episode. But I just love being my own boss. I'm kind of agnostic about the idea, but I love my freedom. I love my time freedom and the authority to do what I want when I want. And not in a kind of a blasé, oh, I want to work 20 hours a week and live on the beach. Not in that kind of way. More so that I value my time. I always have done. So the podcast was meant to be exploring kind of new ideas, but I underestimated greatly how difficult that would be, because when you're running a business, obviously you've stakeholders, you've staff, you've customers, and when they kind of see you doing a podcast about exploring other businesses, I hadn't really thought that through. It doesn't really send the best signal to people when you're exploring other business ideas when you're running a business. So that was a massive oversight. The other thing I massively overlooked was, to be honest, I do have the work ethic to launch kind of simultaneous businesses. What I didn't have was the ability to scale that out and do content at the same time. To be honest, I underestimated how hard content is. I didn't really understand the podcast content game. So as soon as I started doing it, I'm like, I need a publishing schedule. I need to publish this like every week, I think. Do I need to do it every week? I don't know. When I started podcasting, I hadn't a clue what I was doing. I did not have an absolute notion. I literally bought the equipment on Amazon, connected it to my laptop, and a couple of months later, had the guts to actually take it out of the wardrobe, sit down, connect my laptop to it, and hit play. And I just started. I did not know what I was doing. So I edited all the, like, the first 30, 40 episodes myself, removing all the ums, ahs, maybes, uhs, removed all them. Nothing gets you to be a better speaker than editing your first 40 to 50 episodes. And I also wanted to get new mentors, right? If I was going to start new businesses and improve my existing business, I needed new mentors. And the best way to do that was to add value and bring value to them. I always say this to people when I'm teaching them how to network. I was like, don't go into networking as like the old traditional way of going to events. Bring something of value and do it one-to-one. So I was like, right, I'm going to reach out to all these amazing entrepreneurs. What am I going to give them in value? I'm going to give them a podcast. And that worked really, really well. And you know what else? I discovered I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed sitting down with other entrepreneurs and hearing their story. I'm just so curious about other entrepreneurs' business models. I'm a business nerd. I just love learning about founders and how they think, how they approach their business. Because from a psychological point of view, but also just from a story point of view, I love stories. I'm a massive nerd. I read so many books, fiction, nonfiction, whatever I can get my hands on. And to me, this was like stories come to life. I get to sit there and ask them any question I like under the sun and get to be really nosy. And then I discovered people are super open and willing to help other people. And it honestly snowballed from there. And I was like, oh, I'll just reach out to people I know. And that was the first kind of like first 10, 20 episodes I did. And then I was like, oh, I'll reach out to people that they know and ask them to introduce me. And honestly, it snowballed from there. I still do that. I still ask every single guest, okay, who should I chat to that you think is really good? And we're here 334, 335 episodes in, and we're still going strong. And to be honest, this really is only getting started for me. This is something I will do indefinitely into the future because I absolutely love doing this. It's a fascinating business. It's a fascinating, and I'll explore that as well. People said it two days ago, people said to me, podcasting, but that's it, is it? Like, what do you mean? What do you do? And I was like, I have a podcast. And now to save that nonsense, what I say now to people is, I have a business media company. They're like, oh, okay. Whereas if I say I have a podcast, they're like, they almost look down their nose at it and go, a podcast? Is that your job? Like, I'm like, yes, John, that is my job. So I'll explain that as well. I'll explain the monetization piece. So, five lessons. Think slow, act fast. And I've been able to kind of like come up with that in the last 2 weeks. I read it in a book, How Big Things Get Done. That was a book I read a few weeks ago. And that was his whole thesis, was to think slow, act fast. And I've learned that over the years, serial founders and serial entrepreneurs, the second and third time they do it, they're much more methodical about how they approach the business. So when Host Butlers was in the midst of lockdown, we lost literally 500,000 in 4 weeks. I was like, right, need to move on to the next thing. Let's act real fast. I started building five tiny cabins to build them and put them on a site in the country. That way I could, you know, still operate in the cities in Dublin and cities all around the world. Airbnb is now getting regulated so tightly that it's very, very difficult to do Airbnb and do it at a level that actually makes financial sense. So I was like, right, I'm going to start my own site. I'm going to do tiny homes because I'd seen this concept in the States that were really taken off. I was like, that is something I can do. So I acted super quick, too fast in hindsight. And this is a big lesson which I want to share with everybody. I thought fast and acted fast. I didn't add in the think slow piece. So I invested a massive amount of money. I invested about €150,000 into these tiny cabins. And I built them during lockdown. I teamed up with a great company in Tipperary, and we got five of them because that's how much money I had. I budgeted completely wrong. I didn't think slow enough to think through what might happen. And this is a big lesson. You have to have a contingency in anything that you do. I had run the budget too tight because as COVID snapped, we all remember what happened here, land prices went through the roof. So I was trying to bid on and buy land all across Ireland for these tiny homes. I must have looked at, I'd say, a couple of hundred potential plots of land, talked to 50 to 60 different partners trying to get it off the ground. And what happened was land prices and house prices and property prices went through the roof. And I literally got squeezed. I got squeezed so tight because I wasn't able to then purchase the land to put the cabins on. So I ended up with five beautiful tiny homes and nowhere to put them. And then what happened was, as I was going through that process, it was during COVID and lockdown, I had all this time on my hands. So I'm like, right, I'm not just going to sit around. I'm going to do more podcasts. So I started publishing more and more podcasts. And as you focus on something more, the better it gets. How weird is that, huh? When you put in more work, things get better. So I started working at the podcast almost like a job. Well, it was. I approached it as a job during lockdown. And I would reach out to all these people. And I'd reach out to people I would never have reached out to before because it was during lockdown and people had loads of time to chat to me. And I just started getting better and better guests and bigger guests. And I started enjoying it more. And I started to get a little bit better at it. And people started to like it, enjoy it, and start to message me and go, oh, this is really good. I enjoy your podcast. And I was like, oh, okay. Might be something here. And that's lesson number two. Trust your gut and play your own game. So I was like, I think there's something here. My gut was telling me, right, there's definitely something here. But I didn't fully go into it yet. I kind of held back because I think subconsciously I was like, no, I need to make this cabin business work because, you know, going from the Airbnb management business, I need to translate that into something. I can't take another hard left into a brand new industry where I don't know anything about it. But in hindsight, if I had literally transitioned from the Airbnb management business straight into the podcast, I'd be much further along than I am now. Hindsight's 2020. I don't regret anything, but you have to trust your gut. And when your gut starts to tell you something, listen. And that is something I've heard of so many guests. You have to trust the gut and go with it. The biggest thing is to play your own game. Stop looking at other people and going, oh, well, they did this and they did that. And what happened was, once you start to walk the path appears. That's a quote from Rumi. And it's so true that like you can see where it's going at the start. Because I was like, oh, the podcast is fun. And I honestly just viewed it as fun. And then during COVID, we got our first sponsor. Kiri's Car Store came on board and supported us. And I'll never forget that because I was like, wow, this is huge. And they were fundamental to my journey. And they were a big part of my journey. I'll always be thankful to them for that because they came on board and I was like, okay, this is a way of making some money. And during COVID as well, the business was essentially shut down. It was surviving on fumes. So it was a massive help at the time. So you have to trust your gut and start playing your own game. I was still too focused on what other people were doing. I was looking at other property management companies. I was looking at other property companies. And I was like, oh, I need to be doing what they're doing. And then during COVID, obviously, everything exploded. And people that had sites already in place suddenly started knocking up tiny homes like they were going out of fashion. So I ended up with the supply of tiny homes, but not the land and not the distribution channel. And this is why I learned so much now on the podcast from founders. You'll hear me ask this question all the time. As a second-time founder, what have you learned? And what I learned is the first-time founder focuses on the product. The second-time founder focuses on distribution. I made that mistake again. I was not a first-time founder. I was not a second-time founder. I've founded many businesses, but I made that mistake of overlooking distribution. In my haste to build this cool product, I overlooked distribution. And the distribution was, well, the distribution was going to be Airbnb. I knew that like the back of my hand. I knew Airbnb like no one else in Ireland. And I let that kind of hubris override the fact that I didn't actually have the distribution arm at the base, which was land. So you always have to make sure that you're looking at the distribution of your product, not just your product. Hey, we're just taking a quick break from today's episode to shout out our main sponsor. If you've been inspired listening to this amazing business person and either want to start your own business or supercharge an existing one, then the Local Enterprise Office has something for you. Whether you want to improve your online presence, become more sustainable, get into new markets, or just get that idea off the ground, they have the support for you. For more information, check out Local Enterprise Week or log on to localenterprise.ie and see how they can help your business. Now, back to the episode. Thirdly, lesson number three, experimentation is the future of business building. I am 100% sure of that. Everything that has happened since COVID has proved this out. Businesses are now able to be much more agile, much more nimble. Businesses that are stuck in the past with large legacy systems are having monumental issues now as the world is rapidly, rapidly changing. When I look around, I speak to founders who are still living in the 2019 era in their head, I realize they're not long for this world. Their businesses will not be here in 5 years' time because they are thinking like it's 2019. The world has fundamentally changed. We live in a new era. Remote working, whether you love it or hate it, is here to stay. The world has fundamentally changed. The work week has fundamentally changed. People are now working different. They are generally at home Mondays and Fridays, and they're working in the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What does that mean for cities? What does that mean for commuting? What does that mean for transport? What does that mean for city centre businesses who on a Monday and Friday have no supply of people? Who knows? But it means a lot. And you now have to experiment and see, right, what do we do on a Monday and Friday? Do we flip our premises into something else? When I walk around Dublin now, I see a very, very different city. Something is changing in the world. A lot of things are changing. But a lot of people are still living like it's 2019. So you need to start experimenting. And this is why I constantly run experiments now on the podcast. You'll hear me change up the messaging. You'll hear me try a different platform. You'll hear me try different episodes lengths. You'll hear me try releasing on different days. You'll hear me increasing the frequency. So this season, we've increased the frequency to 3 a week. That's all done to test, check, see what the result is. Test again, check, see what the result is. Experimentation is the future of business. I am 1,000% sure on that. Lesson number four. Life goes in seasons. Sometimes it's spring and summer. Sometimes it's winter and autumn. You have to recognize that life is constantly in flux. And you have to understand and be self-aware enough to know what season you are in. So my last business, I built it to be a very, very good business. And I had entered the summer season. I had incredible staff. I wouldn't even call them staff. I called them like partners, Claire and Rafa. They were superb at what they did. And they had become essentially partners in the business. They ran 50% of the business each. And essentially, I got to the point where it was just running perfectly. But you never know how long those seasons will last. And when those seasons are there, you need to work like hell. You need to double the intensity, not relax, not get distracted. You need to double the intensity and work with an intensity and an urgency that befits your good fortune, because you finally got it to a place whereby Now is not the time to rest. Now is the time to double down and go all in and start working even harder. And then when it is spring and summer, you must recognize that will not last forever. There will come a time where you will enter an autumn and a winter. For example, in COVID, a lot of businesses went into autumn and winter. My business went into a winter. A lot of people's businesses went into a winter. I personally went into a winter through a number of tragedies that came into my life at that time. And a lot of these things can compound on top of each other. If one of these things happens in isolation, you're able to deal with it and you're able to bounce back much quicker. But unfortunately, life is like that sometimes. Things do compound in a way that can make it hard to take. I won't go into it now, but there was a number of massive life traumas that I experienced during that time. And on top of losing the business, it definitely did shatter my confidence completely. And I think it's really only now, I would say in the last 6 months, where I've got that confidence back. And that comes, honestly, through hard work and through working on yourself and through being able to be honest with yourself and be able to shut down things and be able to go, now is the time to move forward with full maximum intensity. And that can be very, very difficult to let go of the past. It can be very, very difficult to let go of what's worked for you previously. I was constantly in the mode of like, how can I get back into the property game? I love the property game. I love property. I still watch so much property content on all the time. And I will go back into the property game at some time, but not in the way I was. That was an incredibly grueling, tough business. And that is not something you do for a very long time. But I held on too long and didn't move on. I went into the cabins business, which was just essentially a slight tweak on the same idea. Could I have pulled it off? Yes. But should I have entered it? No. And it's all about being able to be honest with yourself and to be able to look at things from a very, very unemotional standpoint. So life goes in seasons. You'll have autumns and winters, but you'll also have spring and summers. And now when you're entering a spring, I feel I'm entering the spring season of my life whereby things are good. Energy is there. Things are starting to happen in a really positive way. The sun's starting to come out and it's just, things are happening. I feel like I am on the right path. And that brings me on nicely to point number 5. You have to survive to thrive. At no point did I think about quitting being an entrepreneur. At no point did I think about maybe it's time to get a job. Despite all the pressure, despite the financial pressure, despite the societal pressure, despite all the the general pressure you put on yourself in your head, of all the internal narrative, internal monologue that you bring into your head, that it's the founders that survive that thrive. And I never thought about quitting. I never thought about giving up the entrepreneurial life. I know this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. My businesses will change. What I do will change, but I know I will always work for myself. And I know just by being in the game long enough, you increase your luck surface area so that the timing is right. I feel something happening in this media space that I'm in now. There's something different happening. I can't put my finger on it right now. I can't tell you exactly what it is. I have strategies and plans. I'm a very tactical person now compared to before. I have a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 1-year plan, and that's broken down into quarters. I am methodical. That will change fundamentally. That is not going to go in a straight line. Business and life does not go like that. It is not realistic. But you have to have plans and you have to have goals and visions of how you're going to get there, because otherwise, how do you know where you're going? It's like driving to an end destination with no Google Maps on. You're just driving randomly. If you're going on a journey, no destination, how would you even know when you got there? How would you even know if you're going the right direction? So we have to have plans and you have to be able to just stay in the game. That I cannot stress that enough for founders. You have to be able to stay in the game. You don't leverage yourself so much. That's why on the podcast, I now talk about the brain, the body, and the business in that order. Because you got to have your brain in the correct state. And by your brain, I mean your mental health, how you think about it, how you talk about yourself, your mental fitness. We don't talk about mental fitness enough. We talk about going to the gym, doing 5Ks, doing high rocks, doing triathlons, all that kind of stuff. But very rarely do you think of someone going, yes, I'm mentally training. So I train mentally. I go to a psychologist, therapist, call it whatever you want, every second week. And it is massively beneficial. And I have done now for over a year, and it is hugely beneficial. And I went to someone during COVID as well. And when I started doing that, it just gives me the perspective and the ability to work on myself and work on what I actually want. And it is hugely, hugely beneficial. And to be honest, that is helping me to survive, to thrive, because you have to have everything in sync. This day of like the founder being this person who works for 14 hours a day and just grinds themselves to a halt. You hear these stories all the time. They worked all the time. And I hear this from founders still. You know, I worked for the last 10 years at this business and then I sold it. And I always ask them the question, how do you feel now? I don't feel anything. They've just lost themselves to the game. They've lost themselves to the business of just building a business. Along the way, they didn't check in with themselves and going, is this what I want to do? Am I building this because I want to? And it's such a cliche, but you have to enjoy the journey. This is one of the big cliches. And as you do, as I've spoken to hundreds of founders now, you realize that so many of the cliches are true. That enjoying the journey is the goal. That is the goal. The goal is to be happy more days than you're not. It's not realistic to say you're going to be happy every single day. Being a founder, working for yourself is immensely difficult. But the alternative is immensely difficult as well. So you got to know what your win is. You got to play your own game. You got to know, what is my win? What does a win look like? And that's why I always ask that people that question. What's the long-term goal here? And it always kind of baffles me when people are like, oh, I don't know, just keep doing it. That is an answer. But to what end is always where I want to go with it. That's where I always want to figure out, like, where do people want to take their business? Because if you're just doing it to do it, how will you know when you've won? How will you know when the success is there? It's very, very hard for you to be able to actually say what the success is when you get to that point. So you have to know what success is. If you're wondering what that noise is, it's quite late and I'm recording this when someone just came in to try and clean the building. So excuse a slight noise interruption. So there are my five lessons. That's kind of my cue to wrap it up, because I'm going to do a full, it'll probably be an hour long. We might actually do a live event. Actually, do you know what? We will. We'll do a live event for it. And we'll do a live pod with myself. It'll more than likely be late April, early May. So chalk that down in your diaries as an event. We'll do it here in Dublin. And we'll invite like a live studio audience to come and listen to that as well. We'll have me, and we'll probably bring in a great founder as well to talk to me. So that is it. That is my five lessons from 5 years of doing the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast. Thank you to so many people who reached out this week and sent me incredible messages. It's cool. It's really cool. I love this now, because 5 years is quite a long time in the founder space. There's people I've chatted to 5 years ago. I chatted to one founder today, Luke Mackey, and he was building a completely different business 5 years ago. And now he's one of the hottest prospects in Ireland with his company Coda. They've raised over 7 million euro and they are on a rocket ship trajectory. And it's beautiful to see that journey evolve over the last 5 years. It also shows you what's possible. It reminds you what's possible. So that is five lessons from 5 years of doing the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast. I will be sitting here with you in 5 years' time, and we will be recapping the last 10 years of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast. What I think I might do as a novelty, I think I'll record an episode in the next couple of weeks, projecting into the future. I'll record an episode that we will release in 5 years' time, and we'll see how close I am to predicting the future. I will record an episode to say what I'm going to be doing in 5 years, where the podcast will be, and I think it'll just be a little bit of fun. If you're not having fun, what's the point? There you go. That is five lessons. Remember, survive to thrive. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new episode.